you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
Yeah.
Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone, for anytime. Choose from tons of 6-inch subs, plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
You better start mixing toothpaste with your shampoo. You're getting a cavity in your brain.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We're gonna have a good time today. I can tell. Here's the rundown of what we're not gonna dwell on today. We're not gonna dwell on that Kate Middleton baby boy.
Aww.
Sorry.
Oh, doggone.
Sorry.
I had all kinds of stuff.
I do not get. What am I missing? That
I
don't
no idea.
Get the people who care about what am. Well, why would
all
anybody
the news
care?
Stations, and then they'd go to, and they'd see the, you'd see the guards
they're
standing outside.
They're not our royalty. We don't live there.
The royal water is broken.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. We're also not going to dwell on the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman thing. I think a lot of us have really just about heard every bit of every side of that that you can hear. We will talk a little bit about being thrown off a roller coaster and how horrible that's got to be.
Mm.
Did you see the woman who flew out?
No, but I heard she was a hefty gal.
Now, it seems to me that, you know, they have those height. If you're not this tall and you got the kids have to walk up to this measuring thing.
Yeah.
Seemed to me like they ought to have a waistline tape measure.
Well,
and say if you're not within this, I don't know. Maybe.
Sometimes they can't close those bars all the way, and those guys the workers are supposed to check and make sure that those bars.
Well, the story I read is she asked the worker there at the ride, "It doesn't feel like I'm secure in this seat," and he said, "Well, if you heard a click, you're okay."
Hmm.
And that was.
And what was he, all of 16? Some kid
probably,
working there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like the lifeguard thing. You'd think a bunch of people's lives in your hands, you'd have a skilled, you know.
Now, originally, there were witnesses that said that she was in this seat with, like, her son.
Her kid. I think they were, yeah.
But now they say, this just came out a while ago,
none of her kids were?
Nobody was. She was by herself. And that's according to her son-in-law.
Huh.
But that would make
she was
sense.
Sitting by herself, contrary to initial reports that she was sitting beside her son. Her sons were not there. So she was by herself. But I guess somebody behind her could have heard her say, hey, this is not. Who knows?
Right.
You know, it's another one of those things. We weren't there. And I don't know. There's certain things as a big person that I don't do. You know, I just don't do them because I don't feel like, even though they might let me do, you know, I'll tell you an embarrassing day. And you guys were actually there, but I don't know that you were witness to my embarrassment.
Oh,
I don't know. The parasailing in Jamaica one time. Now, this is true.
No.
True story.
We know you went.
Oh, but I
But I went
about...
on another trip. Okay. The one I'm talking about, it was several years ago. We're in Jamaica. And, you know, I don't really parasailing. Okay. Take it. I've jumped out of a plane. I've flown. I'm a pilot. Okay. But I thought, well, what the heck? I'll try this.
I did hear about this.
They turned me away because I was too fat.
Oh. They can't get you up.
Yeah. There's enough wind today.
You don't have enough horsepower.
And there were a couple people standing around.
Was your wife there with you?
Oh, she loved it.
Oh, man. Oh, she loved it. Oh, that's horrible.
She was in heaven. See, I told you. What did I tell you? I told you. Just keep eating. Yeah. Oh, no. I think she paid the guy to do that. Yeah. Honest to goodness. I think she said, when he comes up to go parasailing, you tell him he's too fat to go parasailing.
On one hand, you're kind of upset and embarrassed. But on the other hand, you're kind of like... Well, maybe they have something here. Maybe
I mean, you don't want to get up there and like plummet
the
like
rope
a rock.
Will snap.
Yeah, but if it does, you're on a parachute. So
yeah.
What the heck? But that did happen. I've never had to get the belt extender. That'd be a little tough. Excuse me, flight attendant. Could I have the belt extender, please? And even with the extender, did you ever? If you've seen airline seats, they're about a foot and a half wide.
Right, yeah.
I don't know how those people even get in there. Forget the stomach part sticking up. I don't see how they get their butts in those seats.
No.
Seats are not that big.
The arms go up, but you would think if you're going to sit next to a person that's big, you know that there's going to be rollover or coming over to
exactly.
your side.
Half
yeah,
your
side. Boy, you're sitting there and there's an empty seat next to you. You're just hoping that
it's a nice
skinny woman.
I've been there and I watch everybody coming on the plane going, oh, no, not you, not you, not you. You, good-looking chick. Oh, she walked past me.
Yeah.
I've done it. We have a lot to discuss today. Here's what I'm going to make a promise to the audience, however big that is. I wish we knew how big our audience was, but we never will because of that joke of a rating system. By the way, to advertisers who consider buying us, we don't show up in the ratings because we don't pay the extortion fee. If you don't pay the ratings people, you don't show up. So I don't know how many people are listening, but here's my promise to you. I will not be one of these people that constantly talks about his grandkid. Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I shared what I thought people might find interesting, threw some pictures on. Peon was nice enough to put them on the Facebook page, and... he's born. He's 5 days old today. He's a perfect-looking kid. Doesn't everybody say that? Of course they do. Of course they do. I know that. So I'm not going to make everybody sick about it. But it was an interesting week.
You've begun the spoiling process.
Oh, sure. That started before he was born.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife takes care of that.
Yeah.
So that was a big week this last week. And do we have any Burke segment?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
By the way, are you going to put your beard on Facebook? I think you should.
I can.
You look like a young Abe Lincoln.
Yeah? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know.
If Abe ever had a full mohawk, you kind of look... I've never seen you with that much... What is that facial hair? What's the deal?
I don't know. It's just laziness.
Phase? Going through a phase?
Yeah.
See, that's what
just,
that's
I don't want to shave every day.
That's what your parents used to always say. Whatever you do, he's going through a phase.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Well, he's just going through a phase.
I've never, since I've been an adult, shaved every day. I just refuse to do it. I just... I don't know.
I hate it, but I have to do it.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, I don't like that stubbly
feeling.
And I got a really thick
beard. I deal with it just because I'm lazy.
I would like to not. You know that you can have laser treatment and never have to shave. Like smooth as a baby's butt for the rest of your life. Just like women do under their arms. You can do that to your face.
I don't think I would look good with no hair on my face.
Well, you don't look good with it. So quite a dilemma.
Yeah, it's a... six of one, half a dozen of the other.
No, you know why I don't do that? That the laser thing? And this is weird. What if you ever got in a wreck or something and you had a big Al Capone scar?
Mm.
You grow a beard, you could cover it up.
But I don't know if hair grows on scars.
Well, that's a good, you know?
You'd still have the scar.
You'd have a beard with a gash in it.
Yeah. As far as I know, I don't think hair grows on scars because everything's
But
dead.
if you have a full enough beard,
you could cover it. You could grow it long enough above it.
Comb your beard down over the the bald stretch. So what do you have?
First thing I have is this was from WGN Morning News. I'm not sure what day this was. I think sometime last week.
It's a big time.
They had
Chicago radio show.
Yeah. It's the TV news. Oh. Yeah. And I believe Larry Potash and Robin Baumgarten are
Larry
the,
Potash.
It's like two, a made-up name,
I know.
It?
Are the two co-hosts. And apparently, during, I guess all morning news shows do this. They have little interview segments with like authors and things like that.
Sounds dirty. They caught him in at the drive-in. They were in the back seat. He was getting a little potash.
Just sounds dirty.
I know.
Or like they were smoking potash. So,
they had an interview segment with an author, and this author just happened to be a psychic, Margolis.
Well, you know how I love psychics.
Yes, and this, I have the audio of the interview segment, and this is kind of
I can't wait.
Interesting. Yeah, so let's just give it a listen.
Claire Margolis claims she has a special gift to see spirits, read thoughts, and predict the future.
She says everyone has this power, you just need to know how to tap into it. Her new book is called Discover Your Inner Wisdom, Using Intuition, Logic, and Common Sense to Make Your Best Choices.
Are you one of the psychics that you look at people and you can read things about them? Can you sense anything about me?
I need you to be open-minded about everyone living and deceased. Do you know the names of people deceased and living, grandparents, parents? Okay, I see an M or J person.
Oh, come on.
Do you have somebody, family, that is a J or an M?
Don't.
Yes, you do. Duh.
Yes, you do.
Duh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay,
is it a J or M? M? Is it a male or female M? I don't know.
Female.
Is it spelled M-A?
Yeah.
R?
Yeah.
Like Mary?
Yeah.
Is that your mom?
That's my daughter.
It's your daughter.
Your daughter's okay, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean,
she's living. But is there another Mary or Marie deceased or middle name like this from your husband's side?
No.
Okay, I think there may be. But anyway, is she starting a new project or a new after school something or a new...
This is the greatest thing.
I know. And kudos to, because normally when they have somebody on like this, they play dumb. But kudos to this Larry. Wait till you hear later on.
I agree. Go ahead. This is great.
Claire Margolis claims she has a...
Wait a minute.
Oh, man, I messed special you up. I messed you up.
I don't know what my daughter's doing.
We don't talk very much anymore. Have you met her?
That's not good. And maybe I should shift you over to Larry. Yeah.
Does she have a boyfriend?
She's only six.
Okay. I didn't know how old she was. I do communicate with the spirit world. Who's the little boy that she's friends with then? There's a little boy that she's very close to. I feel he's like a J, or is there like an...
I don't know any of her friends. No, I don't. I don't know which little boy she's friends with in school.
Sure, everybody's got intuition, everybody's got a hunch,
it's my fault.
But if you say, hey, I've got this amazing ability to read minds and
I don't,
see things
okay,
or whatever.
Okay, now that's what
do?
I don't do. I don't read minds.
Okay.
What I do is I communicate with the spirit world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I also help people prevent problems and attain goals. By using, helping them use their intuition.
Okay, so how do you explain you failing miserably here?
It's part of my fault.
But I picked up on Mary. I said it's her daughter. Yeah. When I was 5 years old, I had a boyfriend.
Yeah?
Yeah. Didn't you?
I don't know.
You didn't say Mary. You said an M or a J. I got an M and a J in my family. You got an M and a J in your family?
Mary, the most common girl name?
He's not open to experience. He's very closed-minded. What do you say to people that are closed-minded? They think
you're allowed to be closed-minded.
Okay.
You're allowed to, but
People react to you that way though and say we just don't believe it?
No, most people are very respectful and, you know, and really nice about it, except for Larry.
Well, you didn't. You failed.
You know what, Larry? Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to read for you.
Yeah.
We'll do this off camera.
Yeah.
If you allow me to read for you.
Sure.
And then I'll come back on the show.
Okay.
And you will be the one to decide if what you feel is truth or not.
Okay.
With the reading. Now,
I hope you hit it out of the park as well as you did here today.
You need to be honest, though.
Okay, I'm happy to.
He needs to open up his mind.
You need to be open-minded, and you know what? You need to be kind to people.
Oh,
yes.
Ooh, peace
Thank
on
you.
Earth.
Kind to people. The translation. Don't call out charlatans and frauds on television.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that guy deserves a round of applause.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Potash, WGN in Chicago. not playing the game.
You never see that. Most of the time, they just go along with it. Yeah, okay.
Well, like that girl. That girl said, "Well, you know, I may not have given her all the information."
Yeah, she's
like
trying to take a fall.
Yeah, trying
for
to cover.
Her. Yeah, here's where you do see it here.
Yeah.
This show.
Yes,
I'm not putting up with that crap. We don't have psychics on here because I would tear them to shreds.
Right.
And I would enjoy doing it, and it'd be easy to do. Because there's no such thing as a psychic, and people can argue that all they want to. There is, you cannot prove any, there is no proof of any existence of anybody who is a psychic, ever.
And how about how that crazy lady saying, oh, yes, you do.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have any. Oh, yes, you do.
Duh. Yeah. I think you do. Duh.
You are, you just got a job offer. No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
Is she, she have a boyfriend? He's 6 years old. Or she's 6 years old.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Well, he does. She does have.
I had a boyfriend when I was 5. That's
Rob,
what she said.
That was great.
Yes.
Anything else?
Yeah, I got one more thing. There's, I put another video up on a Facebook page over the weekend. It's pretty cool. It's from, I believe AOL had it on. It's about a 2 or 3 minute video. It's about this restaurant. It's called Tim's Place. And this this Down syndrome adult named Tim had always wanted a restaurant since he was in his teens. And so his parents have essentially
I saw this on
got
TV.
His
own.
Did you see that?
This was on like 60 Minutes or something. I saw this kid.
Yeah, it's and it's Tim's restaurant.
He greets the customer.
He gives everybody a hug. They have a counter on the wall that said hugs given, almost like a
it's great.
McDonald's counter, the burgers given. And it's a really neat video. It's only about 3 minutes long, so if you want to go watch
it's on the Facebook page.
Yeah, along with your pictures, anybody that hasn't seen the pictures.
Limited Carjo. Carjo pictures, my grandson, 2 or 3, not excessive. I'm not going to do that. I'm just telling you, I'm not.
You dressed up as a chauffeur, though. You get to see.
I dressed in my own, those are my own clothes, and I played chauffeur to drive him home from the hospital.
Did you have the hat and everything?
My boys bought me the hat. It's a real chauffeur's hat from a uniform store.
Nice.
Yeah, I look kind of like an airline pilot.
Yeah.
I could have jumped in a jet, nobody would have questioned me. Well, maybe.
And nobody's made the joke about you and Carjo having the same hairstyle yet, so
only
if anybody wants
people.
To go, somebody wants to go on there and be the first one to do that.
Yeah. And here's the other thing I'll say. I don't read. I don't go to the Facebook page. I went to see if he put the pictures on, and I read about 10 or 15 comments. But here's what I took from the comments. You people, the world is divided into 3 groups of people. Mean, nasty, evil, jealous, spiteful, horrible people. Sort of people in the middle who don't really make waves. They also don't make much of a difference because they never attempt to, but they're not mean or hateful, but they're also, they don't go out of their way to do anything. And then there are the people who are just genuinely nice and have good things to say. That's what I see on our Facebook page. You people who don't know me, not personally, but your postings would be like something from a relative, and I appreciate that. It's very nice of you. I wish I were more like that. I don't go on anything and post anything. I just don't. I'm not good at that. I don't remember people's birthdays outside my family. But for those of you who did that, that's very nice. And I did read. And I'll go back and read some more. It's fun. I'm not interested in spiteful, nasty comments. I know more than anybody, and I'm well aware of the fact, millions of people are grandparents. There's nothing special about me being a grandpa. It just, all it does is make me feel old and sound old. Grandpa. Say that and not feel old. It's just impossible. But I do appreciate that, and I will never try to give the impression that, you know, my grandson is any better or any more special. Everybody sort of feels that way. It's kind of like when you go to a hospital and see a baby. Listen to the comments, oh, he's got his grandfather's ears. No, he's a little bitty baby. He didn't have anybody's anything yet, but they think they see that. And what the funniest thing I ever saw was, and I don't know if it was on television or if it actually, I don't remember, but it was, oh, I know what it was. It was when our kids were born. They have this nursery, and all these babies are behind glass, and they're all in these cribs. And there was a couple next to me, and they were pointing and looking at this kid, and she was saying, oh, my goodness, that's your dad's nose. and the nurse came over and informed them it was the wrong baby. That wasn't even their family's kid.
They had
just gotten finished pointing out all the family features. Wrong kid. She went and moved the bassinet and put another one up there and goes, this is, yeah. It was hilarious. You see what you want to see. We turn, let's break. Well, then we'll turn to Dan Strauss and see, unless you don't have anything.
I do have something.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to come back. Hey, edge of your seats, I know. Dan's contribution. Yeah. Me too. So we'll get right to it. Went into First Community Credit Union a while ago, and Diana's hair is looking spectacular. Diana is the assistant manager in the Valley at the main headquarters of First Community Credit Union, and her hair today looked like spun gold. Golden fiber or golden threads.
Maybe they did that back in the vault.
You know what? They might have a special section where they spin hair into gold.
Yeah.
But it looked great, and it's always a pleasure to go into First Community Credit Union. I go in when I don't even need to go in. Sometimes I go in to break a bill or something just because I like it. I like the people there. Popcorn's good. Popsicles are cold, and they're there through Labor Day. Service is good. Rates are very competitive, and it's a stable, secure place to bank. And unless you have some good reason to keep banking where you're banking, if it's just a case of, it's a place to bank, get out of there. Get out. Join us. Come join us. First Community Credit Union. You won't be sorry. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's get a look at traffic and see how things look. And here's Tim Weiland.
Well, things are running pretty well right now, Dan. We're looking at just a little slowdown on westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. And then southbound 270 is just busy at best right now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Downtown eastbound 70 looks like it's slowing right around St. Louis Avenue to about the Edward Jones Dome. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic Summer Pretzel Dog is a premium beef hot dog in a soft pretzel bun. It's a delicious twist on a summer classic. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle. Caught by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks a tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Rates are creeping up, and Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the threes.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fee.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the threes.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
NMLS 1149.37. 15-year fixed rate 3.25. APR 4.165. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Missouri's biggest, oldest, and most trusted electronic cigarette outfit, Supreme Nicotine, is proud to announce the grand opening of St. Louis's first vapor lounge. Located on Manchester Road at New Baldwin Road in Baldwin, Supreme Nicotine's vape lounge is your electronic cigarette and e-liquid superstore. Offering hundreds of flavors of our U.S.-made e-liquid, dozens of kits and accessories, we've got it all. And as Missouri's only certified Joytech distributor, you know you're getting authentic merchandise, not cheaply made bootlegs or knockoffs. Supreme Nicotine's nothing like the junk you may have seen or tried from the convenience stores or gas stations. So we invite the most skeptical critics and those smart enough to be vaping already to come try Supreme Nicotine free at our Vapor Lounge, 15270 Manchester Road, Suite 110, at the corner of New Baldwin and Baldwin. Did I mention our lounge seating, 70-inch 3D HD TV, PS3 or Wi-Fi? Can't make it? Check out Supreme Nicotine seen at the South County Mid Rivers Galleria or St. Louis Outlet Malls. Learn more and order online at SupremeNicotine.com.
Enjoy a day, a weekend, or a week of fun with the family this summer at Riverview Ranch in nearby Bourbon, Missouri. Riverview Ranch offers float trips on the Merrimack River by canoe, rafts, tubes, or kayaks. After your float, you can take a dip in their pool or enjoy barbecuing by the river or in one of their shelters complete with picnic tables. End your day by the campfire and a gaze at the stars. There are other attractions, too, including nearby wineries, Onondaga Cave, Merrimack Caverns, and more. Riverview Ranch is great for a family getaway, a company picnic, family reunion, or group outing, with campsites or cabins for overnight stays. Best of all, Riverview Ranch hasn't raised their prices since 2007. It's affordable fun for the entire family. Call Riverview Ranch today, 800-RIV-VIEW. That's 800-748-8439. Online at RiverviewRanch.org. For affordable family fun, you need to visit Riverview Ranch, just an hour away from St. Louis and Bourbon, Missouri.
If you're in the market for a motorhome, you will not believe how luxurious and affordable they have become. These are not your grandfather's Winnebagos. St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216, O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939. We carry all the top name brands like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, and Tiffin. We also buy RVs. We will educate you first and sell you second. Financing rates as low as 2.99 for up to 20 years. Our service department works on all makes and models, minor and major repairs. Call for an appointment today, 314-743-3939. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
You wouldn't let your child set off fireworks outside, but when's the last time you thought about fire safety inside? As a parent, you want to provide the safest environment for your children. Kidde's new worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms will help eliminate your home safety concerns. The sealed-in lithium battery offers protection for 10 years. Never hear a low battery chirp again. Plus, each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if your gutters and downspouts are leaking, you could be causing damage to your foundation. Call Lane House Construction, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Missouri Numismatic Society's 53rd annual coin show
at the St. Charles Convention Center.
There'll be 180 dealers, free admission, and free parking this Friday through Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Segment continues with the one and only man of a thousand voices, Dan Strauss.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much.
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
I went out to eat last night.
Great story.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was.
It was you're not good. Finished.
And it wasn't. We weren't ordering anything big. We got an appetizer and like some soup, something like that. So it wasn't. It wasn't big. And my girlfriend said, I'm going to run to the store. It was in one of those strip malls, and there was a grocery store there. She said, I'm going to run to the store. After we finished, I'm going to walk over there. Just come over and meet me over there.
You know, it's funny, the strip malls, not one of them actually have a strip joint in them.
I know.
Strippers.
Yeah.
Why is it?
Misleading. Go ahead.
So she leaves, and she's heading over there. The waiter brings me the bill, and I pay the bill. When I look
Why
at
didn't
the
she
bill,
pay a part of it? You know what she don't see what she did? She left because the bill was
high. Oh, I know.
Wake up, man.
I know.
Oh, man. Mean you.
Wake up.
Well, what I did was I looked at it, and I even got my little magnifying glass out because I didn't have reading glasses. But even with my reading glasses, the font is so small.
Yeah.
So I get my little magnifying glass out, and it looks like it says $9.95. So I leave like $13 or something. Oh, excuse me. There. I leave like $13. And I left and I went and met her and I said, wow, that was pretty good. It was like $10 for all of that stuff that we had. And she goes, No, the appetizer alone was $10. I'm like, oh, man. So I ended up going back over there, and the waiter looks at me like he's going to kill me. I walked in, and I said, I didn't pay enough, did I? And he goes, no, it's like $20. The bill was $20.
$19.95.
Yeah, it was $19.95.
Oh, man. So initially, it looked like you were trying to pull a fast one.
Yeah. Yeah, and I left. He goes, I went to my manager, and I said, I don't know what to do, because I tried to run out to see if I could find you anywhere, and I couldn't find you anywhere. And so I went back. After she said that, it never would have dawned on me if she wouldn't have said something. And she said, no, the appetizer was $10.
Either that, or let me tell you what we may have here. Dan tried to pull a fast one.
Right.
He feels bad about it. Yeah. So he's telling this story to make it seem like he made a mistake when, in fact, he did it on purpose and she caught him.
Right.
That's what I think.
This is a running theme with the...
Yeah. You're the guy that counterfeits tickets. Come on.
No.
I think she caught him. And now he's trying to clear his conscience by making it sound like he didn't mean to do it.
No, she didn't catch him. So I went over and paid.
Let's go back to the part where she leaves before the bill comes.
Yeah.
You're not married.
No.
This is a Dutch deal, sounds to me like.
Well, no, it wasn't
Dutch. Should she pay her? Oh, okay.
No.
You intended to pay.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
I intended to pay. And
that's a good boy.
And she just said that she would go and to the store and I would meet her over there. But and this happened once before where we went out somewhere and then we were watching a band that we know. And
it's not like you.
No. And I got up and I took her back to her car. This is when we first started seeing each other. Took her back to her car and dropped her off. And I was going to go back. And I went back and they said, you walked out and didn't even pay your bill.
So that was like a running theme.
I know.
I don't think there are any accidents here at all.
No.
Now, you know what's a funny expression to me? We're seeing each other. Think about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
What that means literally is you look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what people say. Are you seeing anybody?
Do blind couples still say that?
Say to Stevie Wonder, are you seeing anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, but really, isn't that weird? It's like sleeping. Well, they were sleeping together. No, they weren't.
No.
They weren't sleeping at all. They were doing it.
Yeah.
It's funny how that stuff, I'm seeing someone.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, right before we started doing it, then it was.
You saw each other, then you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, let's shut her down. Burke's segment is officially closed. Now, we still get snail mail, regular U.S. Postal Service mail. Not much. It's usually email. But I have a letter, and I'm going to share it with you because I think it's hilarious. And this guy has written to us before. And when I open the envelope, it's folded, and on the outside folded part, it says, thank goodness for the large morning show. Another anniversary, and some folks didn't think it would last. Well, the anniversary was actually a couple of weeks ago, but that's
with the mail service nowadays, he probably mailed it on the day of.
3 weeks ago,
yeah.
It's addressed to KTRS, Frank Opinion, July 8th. Wait a minute. I just got this.
Look at that.
Hello, Frank. That's how it starts. I hope this letter finds you in good spirits and with your pants on.
Oh.
I hope so, too.
Now, I guess that's an attempt to be funny. I was wondering. Now, I'm reading this word for word. I was wondering, what if Frank from Schnars Hardware and the lady from Meyer Honda got together and had a child, what do you think the kid's voice would sound like? My guess is annoying.
Wow.
Frank, just between me and you, I've had some bumps in the road in life, as have all of us.
Well, it's not between you and him anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're sharing
you know
it.
What?
Just between me and you.
I messed that up.
Yeah, you did. Just kind of threw
sorry,
it
Tom.
Right out there.
Sorry, Tom.
You just gave his name.
Oh, shoot. Well, just the first
one. Yeah. There's a lot of Toms out there.
Well, go ahead and finish it.
Between me and you, I've had some bumps in the road in life, as have all of us, but what helps my sanity and happiness is your radio show. Don't change a thing. Your radio pal, Tom. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that
and
is
then
nice.
There's a P.S. Frank, you got the last laugh on those naysayers that put down the show when it first aired. You have passed the test of time, AM and the PM. What a nice laugh. Yeah, thank you, Tom. Very nice. What else do we have? Oh, Thornton, light him up if you want. Jose will be in here after the news. We got a couple of minutes for a couple of calls if you want to jump in. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. I have yet another statement that my wife made. She made this Saturday.
Uh-oh.
This is a doozy. You know that for a little stretch there, up until just now, it's been oppressively hot. It's humid and
right.
hot. And we're at this hospital in Jeff City, where, of course, in the hospital, air conditioning is great because you don't want people, you know, patients being hot.
Sweating in the bed.
Exactly. But we're outside going from the car into the hospital, and my mother-in-law is with us, and it's hot. The pavement is hot. And somebody said something about how hot it was. And my wife says, well, she says, I'd rather have heat like this than really cold, cold weather. I'm not making this up, by the way. She said, I'd rather have this than cold weather because at least when it's hot, you can go inside. And of course, I said, what?
You know what I meant.
Yeah, it's exactly what she said. You know what I mean. It's air conditioned. I said, but it's also usually heated.
You know, you can go inside in the cold.
Yeah. I don't even know what you're trying to say here. Oh, yes, you do. And then that was kind of the end of it. At least when it's hot, you can go inside. Oh, I'm not making it up. That's what she said.
Oh, she's right.
Yeah, she is right. Yeah. I mean,
well, it's not an incorrect statement. It's just a weird thing to say. This little grandson that I said I wouldn't talk about.
Honest to goodness,
no, I won't talk about it a lot, but I have to admit this. Saturday, this is how tough this guy is. Saturday morning at 9:30, he was circumcised. 2:30, he went home. That's a tough kid.
Yeah. Man.
I'm telling you, it's good to do them little because if they were old enough to know what was going on, they just run for their lives. I can't imagine knowing what that is and having it done. And what also happens when you're around people with little babies is other people with little babies come and visit, like in the room. My daughter-in-law has friends her age, people about 30, and they have little, so they bring their little kids. And you get a chance to see young moms singing and talking to their kids, and it brings back how ridiculous some of these little children's songs are. I give you an example. My daughter, for whatever reason, starts singing to this kid, "Are you sleeping? Are you?" Know that song?
Right.
It's like a French song. Little John. Now check this out. "Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Brother John, Brother John." First of all, he's not her brother. His name's not, John. What's his middle name? "Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Brother John, Brother John. Wedding bells are ringing." What? "Wedding bells are ringing. Ding, ding, dong." What the heck? What are the wedding bells? What is that? It's a little baby.
Yeah.
What wedding bells? Now, here's one. I mean, this is so, everybody knows this, but has anybody ever stopped to ask, how did this get written? "Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O." Now, what is that?
Oh, I know. I don't know.
What? Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
It's all the vowels except for
And on this farm, he had a cow. This, if anything, this would teach kids how to not know how to spell. Like, they'd be like Mike Tyson.
There's a commercial on right now. It's an insurance company that we...
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like old MacDonald can't spell.
He's a bad speller. Cow. C-O-W-E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah.
Well, it's perfect because the song makes no sense. As far as he had a horse. E-I-E-I-O. Okay. Now, here's a good one. When I was a kid, I grew up in a very, I don't want to say religious, but a like heavy-duty church-going Protestant, whatever. But you learned this prayer, "Now I lay me down to sleep." You know this prayer? "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord."
My soul.
Now, I'm not kidding when I say this. When I was a kid, I would go to bed halfway expecting to die in my sleep. I'm not kidding. I was afraid I'm going to die in my sleep because it says, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep." If I should die before I wake, what a horrible thought.
I pray the Lord
my soul to take.
Yeah. Oh, and it's morning bells, not wedding bells. It's supposed to be morning
bells.
Oh,
morning. Well, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Are you sleeping, Brother John? Morning bells are ringing. Wait a minute. Are you sleeping? If it's
the church bell rings every hour, not just in the morning.
But you'd sing this at night. Yeah, he's going to sleep. It's 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Maybe he's still sleeping in the morning.
Okay. Oh, are you sleeping? Morning bells are. Well, what morning? Where was this written? We don't have morning bells.
I don't know.
It's still stupid. And then along the way, we'll come up with other examples of just really dumb, stupid things we were taught as kids that don't make any sense now that we can realize they don't make any sense. My son, older son, had an opportunity almost to use Schaefer, but unfortunately this took place Saturday in Jefferson City. Everything was perfect. The baby was perfect. The staff at the hospital was perfect. The room was perfect. We're all there. We're all headed out to go home to their house Saturday, and things are going great till my son pulls out from the hospital and some lunatic chick who's doing 20 miles over the speed limit hits and just demolishes the front of his vehicle. And it kind of put a little damper on the day. And my son, the first thing he said was, "Man, I wish I could give this business to Schaefer," but it wasn't drivable, so it had to go to some body shop in Jeff City. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope it goes well. But if we could have, we'd have had yet another piece of business for Schaefer Auto Body. But it's interesting that he mentioned Schaefer and said, "Man, I wish this had happened where we could get it to Schaefer." I guess we could have. The towing charge would have been $8,000 probably. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. If you, in the listening area, have an accident, you are close enough to go to one of the 7 Schaefer Auto Body Center locations. And there are 7. And don't forget the C, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I don't know what to tell you, except their work is exceptional. And the service outside of the work, everything that surrounds it, all the service from helping you with insurance, helping you get a rental car, getting you home, getting you wherever, is also exceptional. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
It's traffic time now, and we'll see if there's any problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we're starting to bunch up a little bit south of Manchester towards Big Bend. They've moved an accident off on the right shoulder. I'm looking at the camera, I can still see the police car. So a little bit slow on that stretch. If you're traveling on westbound 64, still looking pretty good. It's starting to get more volume now. Hampton McCausland, 270 through Mason. A little slow as you go towards the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70 is slowing now. Midway between 270 and the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchet Bridge. Eastbound 270 is just a little heavy. Lindbergh and 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. With Allstate House and Home Insurance, you can get a custom-built homeowner's policy for your most valuable investment. Now that's coverage with curb appeal. So talk to an Allstate agent about house and home insurance today and let the good life in. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability. They're clean and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS pharmacy today.
Is it leaking? Hi, San Luis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kidde Smoke Alarms. Help protect your family today.
All right, I'll do that. Actually, I already have a smoke alarm, but thank you for that. I just replaced the battery in one. You know, that noise, and you can't tell where it's coming from.
Oh, it chirps, yeah. Like?
Oh, I hate that. Yeah. It always happens in the middle of the night.
And it's the only thing. Whoever designed it said, I'm going to design this so it drives people nuts where you can't tell which one is chirping.
Yeah.
If you have 3 or 4 of them in your house, honestly, you can't tell where it's coming from. Mm. You stand there and you go, okay, I think it's that one. And then you finally figure it out. And then you don't know how to get the thing apart or open. It's some convoluted unscrewing thing. And then how do you get to the battery? And then when you take it apart, it's still chirping and it's disconnected. How does that happen? So I finally did that. So thank you, ma'am, for the public service announcement. I've taken care of that already. We're going to do a little business, do some news, come back, and Jose Hernandez is going to join us. So be ready to make that call. Associated Physicians Group has 3 locations in Illinois: O'Fallon, Illinois; Swansea, Illinois; and Edwardsville, Illinois. They are physical therapists and pain management experts. I don't claim to know anything about either one of those, but I do know this. I know people who were smart enough to get the right physical therapy, and they avoided, things that they didn't want to do, like surgery or be on pain medication for the rest of their lives. They have 5,000 documented examples at APG, Associated Physicians Groups, of people who were told they needed knee replacement. 90% of those 5,000 ended up not needing knee replacement because what they weren't told, because I guess the clinic wanted or the hospital wanted to do the surgery, was, oh, there's an alternative. That alternative was Associated Physicians Group. Physical therapy, pain management, check it out, because what you think you may be facing, you may not have to face. APGPain.com. That's APGPain.com. Don't go away. Jose's coming in at 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen Portnoy.